Conversation 1.
So, Julia, we're both teachers.
That's right.
And are you familiar with the different learner types?
A little bit, yes. I encounter different kinds of learners in my classrooms.
Okay, so for example, what kind of learner are you?
I think possibly more than one. Maybe overlap on a couple. But primarily a visual learner. So I'd have to take it in through my eyes, usually, like with a picture. I certainly have to see a word if I'm learning a language.
So you need a phonetic script? You need something?
I need something visual.
Yeah, for it to stick in your head?
For it to stay in my mind. It has to have a visual. I can't just hear it, for example. I can't just hear a word and remember it. I have to have some sort of visual to connect to it.
Okay, so you're a visual learner. Anything else?
I don't know the technical term for it, but an emotional learner,
Really?
Yeah, if a piece of information that I'm learning is attached to an emotional experience, I store it very definitively. If it's just a neutral, say a sentence, I can't remember it. It has to have a backstory.
Right. It has to have some emotional connection?
Yes. Usually a personal story, especially a humorous story. If there's a joke involved, if it made me laugh at the time of learning it. I'm a laughter learner. I don't know if that's a real one, but definitely an emotional response makes it much easier for me to learn something.